Jeanette, so we're at the symposium here in Dundee. Would you mind telling us, why are you here?
I was actually invited onto one of the panels, as I'm a blind gamer. And I think it's really nice to be asked and to be able to introduce people to blind gaming and what I play and how I access the games themselves. Now, I'm blind.
Now I have to ask, what is your current favourite game? Because I imagine you have a few, but the one that you're kind of loving right now.
The game that I'm listening to, or I should say playing right now, is called Red Tide. It's new. It came out last week. It's really exciting because I helped to do some beta work on it prior to its release. So it's exciting.
Oh, that's amazing. So are you noticing a lot more interest from gaming companies when it comes to, I guess, getting feedback from visually impaired gamers?
Yeah, even though the games initially haven't been created for the blind community, I think the gaming industry is realising some of the games can actually be changed slightly to allow better accessibility for everyone.
Because that's the thing, it's just about reasonable adjustments. It's not really that difficult. You just do some slight tweaks and things can work for you, especially games as well.
Yeah, the tweaking obviously depends on the style of game. I think if it's more to do with the video style games, you might need a little bit more of adjusting and allowing more accessibility to the text that's maybe displayed on the screen to be able to be accessible via screen reading software. Or for those people that have some vision, maybe a bigger font. I prefer the games that have audio, which does help me play them a lot better because I can't see the screen.
Okay, so it just makes it way more accessible to you.
Yes.
What do you think, I guess, a symposium like this means to the VI gaming community? Because it's, I guess, the first of its kind here in Dundee.
Yeah, I think it's the first time anywhere in UK, I think. It's good that people are going to listen to us to know what we want. I think in the past they've actually decided what we wanted regards to accessible gaming without asking us first. So it's not always text-based games that we want something a bit more exciting. And I think speaking to them directly and telling them what we want and what games we're actually playing at the moment, even if they're not meant to be fully accessible for blind, I think it's nice to be able to let them know what is accessible to us without them knowing or realising that their games are accessible.
Yeah, because you want to be involved in the gaming community. You don't want to be the one person that can't kind of join in the chat about that really new exciting game that's just released.
That's it, yeah. And also I think with the visual impaired community themselves like to chat about these things as well. We can go into the Discord channel, for example, and speak about the games there and share information with each other. And also the visual impaired community has got such a wide range of sight loss, and also depending on what access they're using, from screen reading software through to maybe magnification, etc. I think to let people know what's out there. And within the own visual impaired community, it's essential that we speak about this openly and to get more people interested in playing as well. That's part of the fun.
Oh, I love it. Well, Jeanette, I hope everything goes perfectly and that you enjoy the symposium.
Okay. Thank you very much.